Guys, welcome to episode 142 of A Wrestling Gal Podcast, providing you with the female perspective on all things wrestling. Join me, your host and wrestling enthusiast, Ella J, as today I am joined by the Wrestle Bay, Vanity. Now let's chat. Hello, everybody. Today, I am joined by the Wrestle Bay, Vanity. So how are you doing today?
Really good. Kind of sore right now because, you know, as everyone knows, I do a little pole dancing. And yesterday, I actually did some aerial hoops, like those Cirque du Soleil thing. And my body's pretty sore, but I'm pretty excited for this interview.
Me too. Like we said before we started talking, you got a match coming up in a couple weeks at Invictus Pro Wrestling, but we will talk about that a little bit later on. But firstly, how have you stayed motivated or perhaps sane throughout this last year of craziness in the world?
Honestly, my life is crazy. So honestly, no news really shocks me. Only for like 5 minutes, I'd be like, and then I'm like, okay, you know, like, all right, just accept it and move on. As long as I'm doing what I got to do, that's the only thing that motivates me is me, you know, like it's kind of hard finding the motivation at days, but I know I love wrestling. I know who I am. I trust myself. I trust my circle. So that's my motivation.
Now, before we get into all things wrestling, I do know you are a huge advocate and supporter of fashion. So how would you describe your personal sense of style?
It depends on the day. Like one day I want to be cute and wear something slimming, but most of the time I'm in a hoodie and sweatpants and I will rock that till the end of life. Always stay comfortable. Like always be comfortable in your own skin, because that's where you find your own confidence.
Do you think that that's something that you have just naturally like conformed to, is being more confident? Or do you think it's taken some time and from like learning from influences and stuff? Or do you think it just came to you naturally with like confidence and stuff?
I'm both. Well, when I was smaller, all I did was just shop at Hot Topic. Hot Topic was like my number one thing. It kind of still is, even though, you know, the genres have been different. But just dressing comfortably, all I wore was like wrestling t-shirts. And as I had friends that were like 14 wearing mini skirts, and my mom was not all about that. But as I became more of a woman, I found what colors go together. Like, I'm still a tomboy. That's number one. I love my hoodies. I love my sweaters. I love my oversized sweatpants. Boxers, if you can, or if you will, as a girl. Like, I rock it all. But just being comfortable, because I've tried to change myself, mm-hmm. even for wrestling or for other people. And it wasn't for me. It wasn't me.
Absolutely. I totally feel you on the sweatshirts. You guys can't see this right now, but I literally live in sweatshirts and leggings.
I'm just looking at that.
Yeah. Even when it's like spring and summer out, honestly, but that's just me. But do you have any fashion influences or inspiration?
Yeah. Rihanna, Amber Rose. Honestly, everyone, no offense to anybody, but everyone really looks the same.
Yeah.
So when you see someone looking all good all the time and this and that, it's just like, do you even own a hoodie? Do you like, are you even comfortable in your skin? Mm-hmm. So I go for the people that will, you know, wear something cute like Gucci or Prada or Chanel or whatever, but they'll rock Betsy Johnson too, which is not that expensive. I love Betsy Johnson, but like they'll rock Hanes or they'll rock whatever they want to rock, or like a band t-shirt or some leggings, like, just put some color to it. That's it. I love colors mostly.
I get that. I literally live in wrestling shirts, band shirts, and leggings. Yeah. I don't often wear color. Like, I'm wearing black leggings. So sometimes try to mix it up. So I get you. But you also do some modeling as well, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So can you tell me more about your experience specifically with modeling and all that? Because again, that comes right back to being confident with yourself. And you obviously are confident with yourself if you're doing some modeling. That's amazing.
Well, I never modeled until I got into wrestling. Mm-hmm. And a funny story is, actually, I think that's kind of how I got kicked out of my wrestling school, was when I started modeling. So anyway, I did one photo shoot and my body was slimmer back then. I was younger. It was a great shoot. I didn't even know what I was doing. And we had fun. And all I knew was, you know, Gail Kim models, Lita models, like it's not just wrestling. There's another side to it. And I got really good. I was just really good at it because I dance as well. And that I'm pretty flexible, and adding Tyra's flair to it and adding the colors. Guys, it's not about the clothes, it's about the colors or what pops with your skin. And it just came easily. And we just had fun. Like photo shoot days are just so fun now.
I bet. Do you have any like favorite photo shoot or scene? Because sometimes they do themes. So do you have a favorite photo shoot theme that you've ever done?
Yes. One time I bought these huge butterfly wings on some moon cult, like a spiritual, you know, website. And I was like, I'm not really much of a raver. So how am I going to use these props, or how can I use my body as a prop? And during that photo shoot, I actually like climbed the wall. Like there was like a fence, and I'm like, what can we do with this fence? Like, I'm crazy. So I ended up climbing the fence, and it was a really cool shoot. And then I had the butterfly wings and I spread them out, and like, oh my God, the colors just popped. It was awesome.
Oh, it sounds awesome. I want to see that. You're going to have to send me photos of it if you haven't, or like a link to it. Cause I'd want to see that. It's like spreading your wings and like venturing out to another thing too, that about butterflies. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Oh, and oh my God, I have to add this too. And okay. That was my photo shoot after I got kicked out, like out of like my wrestling school or whatever. Once I got kicked out, I went through like a little depression mode, and I'm like, all right, we got to get back to photos at least. And I bought the butterfly wings, and I'm like, let me spread my wings. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Break out of your shell. Yeah. Or break out of your cocoon. Right. Right. Or what they're called. Yeah.
My cocoon.
Yeah. Love that. Now switching gears here, you are obviously known as the Wrestle Bay, but perhaps for those who don't know, can you tell us how this moniker came about or came into fruition?
Well, I self-named whatever. It used to be like the OG doll, but then I was just like, I know one day this is going to change, or maybe it'll stick with me. So I started just being the OG doll vanity. But then, one of my friends, Chris Seaton from House of Glory in New York, he just came up to me at a show one day and he's like, you're such a Wrestle Bay. And I was like, that's it. That's it. Because I wanted to get something that was like, I'm such a tomboy. People don't believe it. So I'm like, wrestle, you know, and then bay. And then I'm just like, yes, this makes sense. And it's been history since then.
Now, do you have any of your own personal wrestling bays? I feel like we all have that one wrestling bay or wrestling crush in our history of watching.
I don't even know. I mean, like, do you have like crushes? I mean,
she took her glasses down. You can't.
Gosh, I don't even know if I could say, because, you know, you're in the industry, but I feel like anybody can be a Wrestle Bay. Mm-hmm. And my Wrestle Bay, honestly, is he's not even a wrestler. Like, my man's not even a wrestler. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to say Jeff Hardy. I'm sorry, Jeff Hardy. Like, oh my God. Or, I'm sorry, Shinsuke Nakamura. Mm-hmm. He just does it. Like, the whole vibe is cool. Just being yourself makes you a Wrestle Bay. If you love wrestling and you down with it and you rock your own stuff, hey, FedEx man. Just like, anybody can be a Wrestle Bay. Yeah.
I love that. So Jeff Hardy like got me into wrestling, was the first person I ever saw. So I love that. You know, I've talked to a lot of people throughout doing interviews, and he's been one of the most popular people like mentioned. And so I feel like he has such like a, like even between generations, I feel like he has influenced so many people, and that's just a testament to his influence and his impact. So I love to see
it. For sure.
Now, was there a particular place or venue that you recall hearing the loudest Wrestle Bay chants from?
Yes. I went to Sabotage Wrestling in Texas. Mm-hmm. And I brought my mom to Texas with me. She's never been. So Thunder Rosa was actually running it at that time. And she welcomed my mother. She welcomed me. I got to meet people like Lainey Luck, mm-hmm. Delilah Doom. Mm-hmm. I met Thunder Rosa that day. Holiday, you know, all of your favorite women's wrestlers, I met them that day. But after my match, I was dying for a match with a girl from, I believe she's from Oklahoma. Like, I'm from Jersey, so I didn't think I would ever have a match with Erica Torres.
Torres, the
yes.
Yeah, she is a
witch. I've seen her matches before, and I would tell my trainers in Jersey, like, hey, you know, I want to go against these girls, or I just look at these girls. And I had a match with her, and it was like impeccable. And after my match, they were like, please come back. And they were like, wrestle, babe, wrestle. And I was just like, oh my God, no way. And my mom, like, you know how you kickstart the chants? Mm-hmm. It made me even cry because, like, my mom was kickstarting the chants.
Aww.
And the fans were so amazed. They were loud. They were loud.
I bet too. Erica, you guys are such two different polar characters, but I feel like that would create something so special. Sometimes the opposites really do attract and you create such a special moment. And obviously the crowd was really into it after chanting. So kudos to your mom for starting that. That's awesome. Now, speaking of places and venues, you're obviously very well traveled, but is there one place in the world that you have not visited or experienced yet that you want to tick off of your bucket list? It doesn't necessarily even have to be for wrestling. It could just be that you want to visit that place.
Oh, for sure. I want to go to Hawaii. I don't even know if there's wrestling in Hawaii, but
there probably
Hawaii. I want to go back to Haiti. I'm Haitian. I want to go to Italy. I want to go everywhere. Italy, Barbados, Maldives. I want to go to India, Australia, definitely Tokyo or Japan, Germany. I want to go everywhere.
There's so many places with so many talented people that I get you just want to go everywhere, especially.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I would especially love to see you in Japan because there's multiple companies you can venture between and kind of get a feel for it. I think you would jive really well.
Oh, for sure. I didn't even know they had wrestling in Peru. And my friend, I call him Shinron, but he goes by something else. And he actually trains in Peru. He's like training them. And I'm like, that's so beautiful. I would even help train for all I care.
Now, it's been a few months since you've wrestled, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So how have you been anticipating or preparing for your return to the rink this month in April?
I think I had to take a step back for a little bit because I've never taken a break mm-hmm. from wrestling. Even though I don't have a consistent schedule like some other people do, I always like kept it alive or like try to pop up, which is my favorite thing to doing is just popping up and showing up. Or sometimes I would show up and be in the crowd and people are just like, hey, WrestleBay. And I'm just like, I'm just here to support. But I had to take a little break and I'm always ready. I'm always ready. I always have the love for wrestling, like itching in my heart. So when I get back into the ring, I'm probably gonna, you know, play it out like I'm cool, but I'm gonna be a little kid. I'm always prepared.
You always got to take yourself back to like your humble roots of being in there as a fan and appreciating it as, you know, you've kind of ventured over to the other side, but it's always nice to take a step back and be like, oh, I can actually sit back and relax and enjoy this again, instead of being all so stressed out with probably putting together matches and training and all of that. It's nice to just watch everything in front.
For sure. For sure. And I think I just wanted to worry about my home life a little bit, just travel less with COVID going on. Mm-hmm. I get it. But my personal life, I just had to get that situated. And especially the pole dancing, like I said, I've been trying to just do other projects. I have my YouTube going on. I still model. I'm still even looking at clothes and like what I like and what I don't like, even for gear, like new gear and this and that. So I'm just like, all right, I need a little break.
You do a lot. So yeah, self-care is especially so important, and not only like just because of COVID, but you're doing a lot. Like you said, you're bouncing around wearing a lot of hats and titles. So
right.
Totally get that. Totally take care of yourself. I've had to step back and do that as well. So don't stress mm-hmm. yourself out, even though it's really hard not to sometimes, honestly.
Right.
Now, is there any match stipulation that you'd like to tackle that you haven't yet?
I just want to be in a hard, I just want to try one hardcore match. Like, I don't see why not. I don't see why not. Like, I want a hardcore match. It doesn't even matter with who, but I would definitely like it with my trainer, Danny Moss.
Do you have any weapon? Go ahead.
Actually, my girlfriend, Casey Cattell, is having a match with him. And I was just like, oh, you know, but I think it would be cool even just to have a match with Casey, like a hardcore match, or Tessa Blanchard. Like, I'm ready. I'm up for it. You know,
do you think that you would have a weapon of choice? I know Casey has been kind of been gifted the kendo stick. So do you think that you would have a particular weapon of choice in that match?
A brick. I don't want something that's wrestling related. Yeah. I don't want tubes. Cool tables are cool. Mm-hmm. Ladders are cool, but I want, like, if it's going to be weapons, I don't even care if it's fake or not. Mm-hmm. I want a brick, like a big brick. They're going to think I'm crazy, but that's wrestling. It's crazy.
I just imagine you dragging like a sack of bricks, because one brick isn't going to do it. You're going to need multiple.
Yeah.
Or otherwise.
Yeah. And they're going to be big. They're going to be like huge. Like, what's she going to do with this brick? And I'm just going to like chuck it at her.
Yeah. You need multiple, or else you would have to keep running to back and forth to get it. So you just
back
of bricks.
Yeah, it would be so funny if I had like a Gucci bag or Chanel purse, and they're like, "What's in the purse?" And I pull out a brick.
What the hell? Wasn't there a movie where somebody had like this giant purse and then they pull out a brick? I can't remember. There was some movie though. I swear that that's happened before, but that would be really funny to see in wrestling. I really want it. Somebody book that, please.
Right. Book it, guys.
Now, if you could have any celebrity be your manager for the night, who would you choose and why?
Wow. Good question. I think I would choose Cardi B. Because she's just always alive and up like me. Or Rihanna. Ooh, no. You know what? I switched that to Rihanna. Rihanna's vibing. She's alive. I think Cardi B would be too alive for me, maybe. But which is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Rihanna would set the pace for me. And you know what's cool? She was actually at the No Asian Hate thing.
Yes.
She was actually walking with them.
Oh, I love that.
Like, supporting them. And, you know, she had her mask on, but they knew it was Rihanna.
I feel like Rihanna is such not only well-rounded in, like, multiple businesses, but as a person, too. Like, I've never heard anything bad about her as a person, either.
Never. She was my first wrestling song, because I usually love rock music, like mm-hmm. I always say. I love Atreyu, Slipknot, mm-hmm. all that, Korn, As I Lay Dying. And then I was like, oh my God, you know, in wrestling, you have to be all sassy and cute. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody gonna believe that I listen to this music. So I chose Rihanna's, like, throw it up. And mm-hmm. yeah, it was pretty cool. Riri's awesome. She's cool.
If you could have any other artist or band then perform you out to the ring live today, who do you think it would be? Rihanna, or do you think it would be somebody else?
I would like that, but my theme song has changed over the years, but I would use Cardi. I would use not just Cardi's song, but it's Partisan Fontaine, which is her writer. He writes her songs and he's featuring Cardi B. I would use that, or I would probably do Slipknot, like, to bring the crowd up, or As I Lay Dying. Oh my God, you're getting me so soup right now. As I Lay Dying, or Killswitch Engage, like CM Punk used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Girl, I love wrestling. It's just crazy. I love wrestling.
I love theme songs. Like, I swear I have a whole like wrestling theme song playlist, and a lot of times sometimes they're just regular songs that turned into wrestling theme songs, but I know them as wrestling theme songs.
Yeah, and I remember Limp Bizkit and The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yes.
There's so many random combinations you thought you would never see, but they're so amazing. There's a lot that are like motivational and like get you amped up. And so that's what I primarily listen them to for like inspiration, or if I need a pump up song. They're so great.
Right.
Now we have to talk about this amazing event coming up on April 24th at Invictus Pro Wrestling, entitled In Bloom, where you take on Vicious Vicky and Riley Shepherd in a triple threat match. So what are your thoughts heading into this matchup against these two opponents specifically?
Honestly, for Invictus, I think it's like 3 days before my birthday. All I'm thinking about is my birthday, and I'm going to win, and I'm going to whip these girls' asses. I'm sorry, first. I'm going to whip it because this is my time back in the ring. I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be throwing red hair and then purple hair everywhere. You know, it's going to be a whole party. Confetti, bring it.
Now,
but,
a trip.
I'm just looking to have a good time and bust out the cookie cutter on both of them, and that's it.
Now, is this actually your first match back, or do you have Mania coming up too?
No, I'm not doing Mania. Okay. I was going to with my sister. We were gonna go, and like I was gonna surprise people down there because I did tell Soo Young that I was coming. Mm-hmm. I keep in contact with her a lot, but I was just like, no, not yet. Like, not yet. I really want to save my body for the ring, mm-hmm. or my energy. So my sister's actually going to Florida, and I'm staying here to spend it with my non-wrestling boyfriend. And we're actually going to Six Flags for the first time. So I'm just doing the home life still until the day of the show.
So this is your first match back then in a few months. Yeah. Oh, sure. Okay. Okay. I'm excited. That makes it even more special. I'm excited. And obviously a triple threat matchup is more difficult to navigate and win since you always have that third party threat or factor in the matchup. So how do you kind of plan to navigate this dynamic? Again, it's a triple threat, so there's like no disqualifications or countouts. So,
well, honestly, I always have my eyes on the opponent. I have my eyes on everybody. Like, my reflexes are just weird. They're like of a cat, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I even have my eye on the ref. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to pop up. But all I'm there to do is just win, especially for my birthday. And even though I don't, I'm there to showcase what I got. And just like I said, lay that cookie cutter. Like, I can't wait.
It's exciting too, especially because I think you haven't been in the ring since December, if I'm correct. December?
Yes, you're right. December 4th or December 5th.
Yeah. So that's like four or five months. So definitely, I'm glad that you've gotten time to take care of yourself and kind of chill out for a bit, but now you get to come back and whip it into full gear, like you said.
For sure.
Now, lastly, we are all about hashtag girl power here on A Wrestling Gal. So is there any female in your personal or professional life that inspires or empowers you the most?
Yeah, my mom at times when, you know, she doesn't play the mom role. She plays like the friend role, mm-hmm. the friend role, you know, like I can actually talk to her. But I feel like every female does. And honestly, I'm not really much of a jealous person or this and that, but I usually take like the goods out of people. Like I watch a lot of the female wrestlers interviews, like Jordynne Grace. Mm-hmm. I watch Tessa. I watch Ty Valkyrie. I watch this person. And I'm just like, everyone's so motivating in some way. Or even when they're having a bad day, I'm like, how do they channel that? I just use everybody's tactics and then I try to apply them as my own.
Fair enough. I think you're doing amazing. So whatever you're doing, keep it up, Vanity, because I'm excited for you to return at Invictus Pro Wrestling. And before I let you go, can you please tell the listeners where they can find you on all your social medias?
Guys, don't be a stranger. You know you can find me at Wrestle Bay, anything Wrestle Bay, all day, every day. Just put it into Google, Wrestle Bay, not Wrestle Babe, and you will find me and I'll pop up.
And once again, don't forget to check out In Bloom coming on April 24th, where Vanity takes on Vicious Vicky and Riley Shepherd in a triple threat matchup at Invictus Pro Wrestling. So thank you so much again for joining me today, Vanity. I'm super excited for this matchup, but more so, it's your first time back in a few months. So I'm really, really looking forward to this. Can't wait to see you kick some butt.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And let's do another interview. This was fun.
Oh, we will. We'll mark it down in the books. Thank you so much again. You.